Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with Kisk, our Keep It Simple Circle marketing partners, we are here to help our humongous AM and humongous FM radio customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes Radio, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So join us to make the world a better place. Spread the word, tell a friend, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio. It's our first radio show of 2026 with Innovative Management Tools. InnovativeManagementTools.com is the domain name for Patrick Seaton. You can find him on that domain name and also on LinkedIn. And this is the beginning of a new year, and obviously some people have New Year's resolutions and things along like that line, and you're starting a new year as far as the statistics are concerned. But we've been doing radio shows with Patrick for well over a year. I think we have probably over 70, I think, maybe so far as radio shows.
Number 76.
76, so that's over 70. So we are here, and if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/IMT, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows and be able to get a really nice collection of the different things that Patrick's been working on. So I was impressed with Patrick. I met him as a result of a speed networking event I did with Manny Lopez. Manny's a good guy, put some really great people together, and Patrick was on one of those breakout meetings. I really liked what he was talking about as he did a presentation. And I said, you know, I wound up shaking my head up and down in agreement as opposed to left to right as I do with sometimes with people in disbelief. But I said, I really like what you do. And he says, well, I've taken a lot of our management skills and consultation and different things as far as platforms, and we made it digital. We put it up on the web, and we've been doing custom framework tools and all those other cool things. And I said, well, let's do some radio shows on this. We have a lot of people that either run companies or work with people that are running companies, and this can help reduce some of the friction and some of the other stuff that happens with building a business. Hell, we all got plenty of challenges related to a whole bunch of different things, especially after the pandemic. So, and with ever-changing things relative to like AI and other technologies and who the heck knows what's going on. So we've been doing these radio shows. Sometimes we have a guest. Donna Baker is one of our favorites. She comes on every month. Sometimes he has people from the outside. But most of the time, Patrick gets a chance to share with us some ideas. I get a chance to comment a little bit, and you get a chance to take some notes. And you may want to sit back and relax and just breathe it all in, or you might want to grab some notes. But either way, you'll be able to go back to Building Fortunes Radio and be able to re-listen to this, as I'm sure you'll hear something new every time you go back and listen in. So, Patrick, thanks for being here on your own radio show, the Innovative Management Tools Radio Show.
Well, thank you, Peter, and hello to all the listeners. It's amazing that we are in 2026, but Happy New Year. And to think that we're almost halfway through the month of 2026 is even more amazing. But, yeah, so looking forward to a really great year. And I wanted to start off this year with a topic that, you know, everybody does their let's get ready, let's kick off, things like that. And this is a topic that could fall into that if you don't have one, and help to guide the year for your employees. And what I'm talking about, tonight, is the importance of having an organizational positioning guide. Now, some people might be saying, a what? Whatchamacallit? What is that? I was introduced to a positioning communication guide in my second corporate life, and turned out to be very, very effective. I don't know if I really agree how it was done, but it was a very effective document, and that gave me the inspiration for creating a conversation framework for that, because it helped us at the department level having the organization level document. So what is a positioning guide? It's really this overarching and the document that kind of says, who are we as a company, and what do we stand for, and what are some of the very high level things that we're going to follow, so that everybody follows the same way to speak about the company, to present the company, words to say, words not to say, how we position ourselves, so that no matter who in the company is talking to customers, suppliers, whoever it might be, there's a consistency. So I'd like to, positioning guides, I've been surveying companies on different categories of challenges, and one of them is the organizational positioning guide. And so to give you some context of it as to how frequently these are challenges, in the survey I asked three scenarios, and the people who take the survey say, yes, we have that, it exists, and it is troublesome or an issue for us. And I'd like to share those first, just to put that this is not something that is a really small, insignificant thing. Organizational positioning guides are a challenge in the companies that I have surveyed in 83% of the companies. 83%. So 83, I mean, that's 8 out of 10 companies are dealing with this. So what are these scenarios? Let me start with that. The one that has the least impact that they feel. Employees and customers seem confused about what the company niche or position is in the market because no high-level positioning document exists to provide clarity. Now, there were people who said, yes, we don't have anything to kind of drive us. The next higher scenario was no high-level company positioning document exists, resulting in a variety of individual interpretations of what the company stands for among the management and employees. So when you don't have this, it creates a disconnect. And the number one challenge that people face in this category is this. Company products, services, and initiatives seem to be taking the company in various directions at the same time, and management wants to reconcile everything into one place so that a company strategy and communication plan can be developed. So those are the scenarios. And I'm going to do tonight a little bit different. If you listen to other shows, I usually do two halves. But I'm going to sprinkle in the conversation framework and talk about it as I'm going through the show, as opposed to keeping it to the back end. So let's just kick off with putting this into kind of a context. So picture this. Your best salesperson just closed a huge deal. Your prospect loved the integrated platform approach. 2 weeks later, another prospect calls in, finds your website talking about a unified solution, gets an email from marketing about your enterprise system, and then that prospect ghosts you. Three different names for the same thing. They think you're three different companies, or worse, that you don't know who you are. So what's the problem with that? Most organizations have brand guidelines for their logo, Pantone colors, font specs. But when it comes to the words that generate revenue, they're crickets. People are winging it, and it's costing companies millions. So tonight, I want to talk about the organizational positioning guide, and that's the framework that ensures everyone in the company says the right things at the right time to the right people, and consistently. So, why does this matter in dollars and cents? So, let's look at it from this point of view. Companies lose 10% or more of annual revenue when sales and marketing aren't aligned on messaging. Now, that's not theory. That comes from IDC research. So for a $10 million company, you're leaving $1 million on the table. 79% of marketing leads never convert to sales. Why? Because there's no consistent story being told from first touch to the close. There's inconsistency and incongruity. 60 to 70% of the marketing content you paid for never gets used by sales. Your team spent money creating it, but reps can't find it, they don't trust it, or don't know when to use it because there are no guidelines. And companies with consistent positioning see 20 to 30% revenue increases. That's 60% better. They're 60% better at closing. They achieve higher win rates because the company feels and looks and sounds like a unified, put-together company. So let's do the math on this. Say you're a $5 million company. A 23% lift from consistent positioning equals about 1.1 million in additional revenue that you might be leaving on the table. What did it cost to create the positioning guide? Well, maybe 40 hours of some people's time, the executive, a team, and in the case where I was, it was the CEO who wrote it. And let's say that person is paid at $200 an hour, that's $8,000. $8,000 compared to over $1 million. That's like a 14,000% ROI just for getting everything organized and consistent. Let's look at it a different way. You've got a new sales rep, and they take about 3 to 5 months to reach the productivity levels. So if you have poor onboarding, that drops their quota substantially, maybe around 15%, because they're slow in getting up to speed. And replacing a rep costs a ton of money because of all the recruitment and the salary and all the things that you might have to pay severance if someone leaves. A positioning guide cuts the ramp-up time dramatically because reps learn your positioning in days, not over months, because they're getting it more consistently from the very, very beginning, and they're not finding it haphazardly. So now let's switch and look at it from a different perspective. So here could be a current state for you. Sales creates their own pitch decks. Marketing writes website copy in isolation. Product teams have different terminology. Customer success uses another set of vocabulary. And your new hires learn by osmosis over 6 months, 9 months, maybe up to 12. And that's when you don't have this consistent document that everyone's using. So everyone's on their own little island. So the conversation framework that I created literally decades ago and is still very valuable today is, I call it identity, because it's giving your company an identity. And what it does is it's a way to, it has prompts so with 10 different categories and prompts underneath there to get you thinking about how could we document this specific topic so that everyone knows what the company and what the right way that we want to position ourselves. So identity has 10 categories, and I'll go through them. So you have identity basics. So what's our name, our tagline, our vision, our mission? What terms do we use? What terms do we avoid? So do we, for example, we might call ourselves, our product is a business intelligence platform, but we never call it a reporting tool. And maybe we used to call it a reporting tool, but we've kind of upgraded. Category number two is historical context. So what's our story? What are our accomplishments? What are our core competencies? And this is really important because new hires learn context in one document instead of through what I'll call tribal knowledge. They hear the same story, they repeat, they use the same story, and the customers and prospects hear the same story. So it's very consistent. The third category is market position. What are our products, our target customers, our competitors, our market share? And this category is important because it creates the discipline. It forces the company to define who you serve and who you don't. The fourth category is go-to-market channels. How we market, how we sell, our partnerships. And the benefit of that is that partners represent you consistently. So it's important that everyone knows who our partners are, and so we talk to them in the right way, and we can share this with them so they understand how to represent us in a certain way. The next section is strategic direction. Well, what are our goals, our plans, our key metrics? This is what you call the connector section. These are the links. This links the daily messaging to the company objectives. The sixth is organizational structure, which is who does what? What are the departments? What are our locations? I've been in companies where employees did not know where we had our own offices. That's kind of amazing, I think. Because if they're talking to people and someone says, oh, well, tell me about your company, and they don't represent where we have offices, that starts to skew. Then the next person says, no, we do have an office there. And then the next one says, well, I don't know if we do. So now it gets very confusing for the people, and they go, does this company not even know who they are and where they operate? The seventh category is called information flows, and that details out how we communicate and what documents we use, what processes we use. This is for the efficiency. We want to make sure that we've mapped out the high-level, core, key processes and ways that we interact as employees. Number eight is our training philosophy. How do we develop people? So what's our onboarding philosophy? Do we have repeatable training? Do we invest in employees? Because it's through the employees and the people that we will actually grow as a company. Number 9 is performance standards. What we expect, how we recognize excellence within the company. So these are setting those rules for the culture. Everyone knows what quote-unquote good looks like and what it doesn't look like. And the last one is community involvement. What we support, how we give back. So this shows the authenticity of a company. It shows our values and how we show up inside the community that we serve or communities we serve. So those are the 5 pieces, and it's a process of going through these to start documenting. Under each one of these categories, there are subtopics, prompts to help spark the thinking. And it's going through this process of documenting and perhaps getting multiple people in the room and contributing to it so that it's more of we're not going to debate this, but it's good to get people in the room because something that seems very obvious to some people could be completely unknown. So one company I worked at, my first company, it doesn't exist anymore today, but it was called Best Power Technology. Well, some people said Best Power Technology, some people said Best Power, some people said Best. Well, what did management really want us to say? No one ever told us. So we had people using it, and to some people, maybe they thought they were getting calls from 3 different companies. Yeah, it all had Best in it, but yeah, it could have been a different company. So it's really important to have this document, to review it, to publish it, have it available, make sure that people understand it, they can ask questions about it. If you've listened to other shows, I have a tool called Ask Alex. It's a great place to put organizational positioning document into Ask Alex, because then it will keep the messaging on track as you're writing content or emails or presentations. It will keep these concepts front and center in everything that you create. So we've done 2 of them. One was looking at from statistically, why is it important? How does positioning and consistency impact a company? And then I talked about the process, what's in it, and how is that, why is that important, or how do you get one made if you've never made one or created one? And now I'd like to talk about how does this impact the people? Having this document, you're like, well, it's a document, why is it so important? Well, let's think of the human cost of inconsistency inside a company. So let's think about the sales team. Imagine you're a new rep, it's your first week, you're on a call, and the prospect asks, what makes you different from competitor X? And you freeze. You say something generic. You lose credibility. You beat yourself up for the next 3 days wondering what you should have said. Or worse, you've been there 6 months. You think you know the answer. You give your version. Then your colleague gives a different version on the next call. The prospect talks to both of you and thinks, these people don't even know their own story. What the heck? Let's look at it from a confidence point of view. A positioning guide doesn't tell reps what to say. It gives them the confidence that they're saying the right thing. It's not just saying what to say, it's giving them the confidence. This is what the company wants us to say, and I'm confident that I'm saying the right thing. I'm representing the company correctly. That confidence comes through in every conversation. Prospects feel that confidence. There's no hemming and hawing. For new hires, right now, you know, maybe your onboarding is like throwing someone in the deep end and yelling, "Hey, figure it out." You know, you got all the access to the tools. Just, you know, figure it out. They spend 6 months absorbing bits and pieces here and there. They make mistakes and eventually cobbling together their version of your story, because maybe they don't have all of the information. With the positioning guide, they learn the essentials right away when they come into onboarding, maybe even in week one. They feel supported. They feel like, hey, this company has its act together. They feel set up for success. And they actually are successful faster because they can talk about the company in the way that they are confident to do. Now, how does this impact the customers? Think about the last time you dealt with a company where one person said one thing, another person said something else, and the website said a third thing. How do you feel? How would you feel? Confused? Frustrated? Like maybe they don't have their act together? This is really important when you get into things like policies, procedures, returns, and one person says on the phone, oh, blah, 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 A. And then it gets escalated to someone else, and they say, no, it's B. And then someone says, well, maybe it's A and B. And as the customer, you're just sitting there really ticked off because they can't get their story straight. Consistency builds trust, and trust drives loyalty, and loyalty drives lifetime value in customers. So let's look at one more group, the leadership team. Now, not everyone has been in this situation, but you know, imagine being in a boardroom in a meeting with the board members where someone asks, what's our positioning against this competitor? And three executives give three different answers. That'd be pretty darn embarrassing, because we don't even know, as the leadership team, how we stand up against a competitor. The positioning guide creates alignment at the top. And when leadership is aligned, everyone below them can execute with much more confidence. So, we're going to look at it from one more perspective, and that is thinking about how does a positioning guide help going into the future? For the long term? Well, I've got five things to talk about here. Scalability. Right now, your growth is limited by how many people can hold the story in their head. Your best salespeople have it, your founder has it, maybe a few others. But what happens when you want to double the team, triple it, expand to new markets? The positioning guide becomes your scaling engine. You can onboard 10 reps as easily as one. You can launch into Europe without the message getting lost in translation. You can franchise your success because the document is consistent and exists. So what about strategic optionality? When you know exactly what you stand for, you can make faster decisions about what opportunities to pursue and which to pass on. Because this aligns with what we stand for, easier to decide on. This does not fit in our wheelhouse. We are not going to do it. Partnership, when the partnership opportunities come in, you can check it against the section on partnerships. Does it align with our go-to-market channels? Oh, we've got this new product idea. Does it fit in our core competence that's in the positioning document? So it helps us to come back. Now, it's not saying that we can't update and change the positioning. We should. It's a living document. So we might, over time, expand. But if it's not at that moment, then the good ideas, the shiny objects, can go away. We don't go at chasing after them. Now, let's think about it from this point of view. If you're thinking about selling your company someday, you know, I would like to sell AskAlex in this year or next year. Buyers don't just want your customer list or your technology. They want to see that you have systems, that you have consistency, that the company functions well, that you're not just a collection of talented individuals, but an actual business that can run without the founder, perhaps. And the positioning guide is proof of organizational maturity. It says, we've systematized how we go to market. This isn't tribal knowledge. This isn't everyone makes it up on their way. It's transferable IP. And that increases valuation. From a market leadership point of view, think about the brands that dominate their categories. Apple, Nike, Salesforce. What do they have in common? Consistency in how they show up. They've painstakingly figured out who they are, what they stand for, and where they're going. They don't wing it. Every employee, every partner, every touch point reinforces the same positioning. That consistency compounds over time into market dominance. And that compounding effect, in year one, a positioning guide gives you the clarity and efficiency. In year three, it's created brand recognition. In year five, it might get you to market leadership. In year 10, you're the category standard, plain and simple. Now, there's another piece in here. How does the position guide? The AI multiplier. So here's the future piece where a lot of people are missing. AI's here. Everyone knows it. It's coming for everything, GPT, Claude, all of it. But generic AI gives generic answers pulled from the entire internet. A positioning guide that becomes part of your reference material inside your AI agents becomes the training data for your company and the people and the AI tools. You can feed it tools like into tools like AskAlex. And every rep will get the same messaging from AskAlex because it's using the same baseline documents. So you don't get the, today you get answer A, tomorrow you get answer B. Everyone gets the same, knows the same positioning, the same competitive differentiators, the exact methodology, everything that's in that document is then brought to life, activated. The knowledge is activated, and people get it on a continuous basis based on how they're using the AI tool. So everyone is using AI, but most people, most companies, and most companies don't have a positioning document that they plugged into their AI. So any company that's using AI is going to get AI that sounds like everybody else because it's using the same baseline information, which is just the entire internet. But when a company plugs in very specific information, contextual information, into their AI system, now that becomes a differentiator. You're using AI that sounds exactly like your best salesperson because it's trained on your positioning. So, those are the four. I think, Peter, why don't we do song one? And that is going to talk, it's the songs tonight are about identity and positioning. But why don't we do that and we'll come back and talk a little bit more.
Perfect. Here we go.
Identity guy. Identity guy, can we talk for a while? What we need puts us back in style. A clear path now, no deviation. Southward with determination.
That was neat. That was different and neat.
A little jazzy, bluesy kind of.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so we've I've given you over four reasons for having an organizational positioning guide. We looked at it from a data point of view. You get when you have that consistency, it helps with revenue increases, better closing. You're not leaving money on the table because people are confused about you and your company, or they think they're talking to different. And so that it has a financial impact. But we also talked about it from a process point of view. Having a positioning guide helps with making sure that the processes are consistent. There is repeatable and faster onboarding, and there's more consistent execution of things. So it hits at the process level. From the people side, it builds confidence in reps, it builds trust with customers, and it builds alignment with leadership. And from the future visionary kind of point of view, It can help with scalability, strategic clarity, your value as a company, and your AI readiness. When you can plug it in and leverage that knowledge and activate that knowledge on an as-needed basis over and over and over. So here's a question for you. How many of you in your company would let people design their own version of your logo? I'm guessing the answer is nobody's saying that. So why are you letting them design their own version of your value proposition, their own version of how to describe your company, their own version of what's important to your company? At the end of the day, it's your company. They're not the owners. So why are you letting them, why are you giving them free rein on very critical things that build that consistency? So the action or the invitation that I would put out there to people is, number one, contact me. If you do not have an organizational positioning document, let's talk. The conversation framework, identity, is a collaboration tool. It's a digital format. It's all the prompts are set up, ready for your team, whoever you want to include, to come in and capture this information, finalize it, and say, this is who we are, this is how we communicate, this is our positioning. And I train people, internal facilitators, to your company, so you can, they can run it. You don't need an external consultant. And then once you have that document, and it might, you know, depending on how many people you bring in, it might take 4 hours, 6 hours, a couple sessions. Then you kind of organize it, and then you review it, and maybe you forgot some stuff. But remember, this is a living document. This is not something that, you know, these are not the Ten Commandments that you chisel in stone and they can't change. This is a document that is meant to bring everyone together and grow with the company. So within very few hours, you can have an organizational positioning document. And you work through the categories. And then if you want to activate it in your AI, we can talk further, because I have some ways for my tool, Ask Alex, or you're working on your own AI stuff. But you have a way then, something to bring in for a company context, which is really important. So at the end of the day, you know, your brand is your story. And if you're not controlling that story with a positioning guide, then everyone's telling a different version. And that's really not strategy. That's, you know, you might say it's chaos, wearing your company uniform. So here's some things to think about. If you're one of those data people, and you want to think about how important is this for our company, go and run the numbers on your own business. What's 10% of revenue that you potentially are leaving out on the table because your customers are not feeling like they're working with a consistent company? If you are a process person, think about just one thing. Nail down your terminology. What are the words that people should use and the words that they should avoid? And then go check and see how many people are using the right words that you want and the words that you don't want. That's a sign that we've got some issues. If you are really focused on the people, go ask your newest rep what they wish they would have known on day one. That's what needs to go into the guide. And if you're one of those future thinkers, imagine where you want to be in 5 years. Can you get there without some sort of unifying document that's going to keep everyone focused and in step? And this is not so lockstep that, you know, if you say one word out of it, or, you know, that it's the end of the world. But we're talking about the big things that drive the company. And the more you grow, the more people, the harder it is to keep your arms around everybody. And you can't be in every conversation, every call, every meeting, every event, and know what people are saying. And so it's really important that you give them the tools so that they can start learning and practicing what the what the company would like everybody to be saying. You know, it's, to me, I think of it like, if I asked an employee, do you like basketball or baseball? And they say, oh, I like basketball. I'm like, well, here we play baseball. And you need to talk like baseball. You can't, you know, we don't want people here talking basketball when we play baseball. And we want you to talk about it in our terms, in our, you know, everything that we do, in the way that we want to do it, because that's how we are represented and we want to be represented. So those are some, maybe some reflections, some action items to think about as you're, you know, considering, do we really need a positioning guide? I can tell you that the first time when I, in the first company I was working at, and we heard that the CEO was working on it, and we were like, what? You know, why do we need this? But the company had grown pretty substantially and rather quickly, and it became really important. And to the point that when I started my business, I said, this is really important for companies. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. You need to have a positioning guide. And next week, I'm going to talk about a different level of positioning guides, which is not the organizational, but the departmental. Because all the departments need to know how they fit inside the bigger puzzle of the organization. And you might be going, oh my gosh, down at that level? Every department knows what they do. Well, you'd be surprised. I'll say it this week, and I'll repeat it next week, I'm sure. But I worked with a department to create a positioning guide, and this department had been in existence for 9 years in the company. 9 years. And one of the first questions is, what's the name of the department? Seven people could not agree on what the department's name was. And I'm like, what? What do you mean you don't know?
Thank you.
I think we're going to play a commercial break. Patrick kind of dropped off.
Thanks for listening to KISC My Health Radio. Today, we're excited to spotlight our corporate sponsor, RFI Ingredients. RFI Ingredients is your go-to source for premium, natural nutrition. RFI Ingredients is a vertically integrated manufacturer crafting cutting-edge solutions for dietary supplements, functional foods, and beverages. Using whole food, natural ingredients processed cleanly through sustainable supply chains, they deliver top-quality products like sustainable organic ingredients, Chromafite natural colors, and GS15-4 ginseng extract. Whether it's fruit and vegetable powders, botanical teas, or custom formulations via their Blueprints for Health service, RFI helps you innovate and thrive in health. Ready to elevate your products? Visit RFIingredients.com. RFI Ingredients, naturally better. Now back to the show on KISC My Health Radio. Take it away, Peter.
And we are back. Patrick, are you here? Yeah, Patrick, are you back?
My internet dropped.
Yep, I saw that, and we waited a couple of seconds. We just ran a commercial break, and we are back ready for you.
Great. That's very good. So I don't know where I dropped off.
Had
I talked about the for next week?
No, we didn't talk about next week yet.
Okay, so next week, I'm going to, along the same lines of organizational positioning, I'm going to take it down a level to departmental positioning. Guide and I'll go through a similar why is it important to have that, because all the pieces of the departments are the pieces of the puzzle that fit into the organization. So that will continue this topic in some sorts, but with a different focus for next week. And with that, I think that we can go to song number two, which is again on the organization level identity, and close out the show. Unless you have any thoughts, comments, how has this made sense to you, Peter?
Oh, it's made sense. And as I was thinking about some of the issues that maybe when I was working with a bigger corporation, I run my own company now, so a lot of this stuff isn't as applicable as the descriptions that you use, but I realize that how some people, you wonder if they're even working for the same company or not. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So,
All right. Yeah.
Well, let's run song number two, and then we'll continue. Here we go.
Meetings with no guideline. Opinion spreading like a grapevine. Leads to a mess. Confusion and stress management. Wonder how to make us shine. Dancers, find the core.
song.
So, yeah, I must have been in a jazzy mood that night.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, yeah. Anyone listening to this, I will reiterate, if you are interested in having a tool, a framework that can help you and your company create a positioning guide, please reach out and let me know. And then in addition to that, if you want to talk about how to then take that positioning guide and activate that knowledge across the company with people, let's talk about my tool, Ask Alex. And a cousin to a positioning guide might be your branding guide. It can be your sales playbooks. Any of those foundation institutional documents that you want people to follow consistently, that is, Ask Alex is a way to get that, those documents in front of the right people, not by just saying, hey, remember to do this. It's a much more dynamic, it's an AI, has a foundation with Claude, and it then brings it up and says, oh, well, you know, when you're talking about this, here's the way to word it, and it just naturally brings this information in. So it's great to have the document. It's great to train people on it, but training doesn't last. They need reinforcement. They need sustainability. They need constant reminders and coaching on it. And that's what it can do, because the power of these foundation documents is when they're used on a regular basis consistently. I can't stress that enough. I just can't stress it enough. Yeah. Think about those companies where you feel like you're talking to four different companies, and that doesn't give you a lot of warm fuzzies. So if it's not giving you warm fuzzies, it's not giving your customers and your prospects warm fuzzies either. So with that, Peter, I'll let you, any last thoughts you have? If not, then we can close this down.
I think this is one of those radio shows where you probably have to listen to it several times, because when you were going through the different bullet points, you know, you had the 10 and then the 5 and stuff like that. I know that I would probably have to make sure that I'm listening a couple of times, because I'm sure I missed some. So that's what I'd have to say about that. So if you want to reach out to Patrick Seaton, go to LinkedIn. You can find him, Patrick Seaton, S-E-A-T-O-N. Check out that Identity Custom Framework. Talk to him about doing this positioning guide, or those organizational positioning guide. And then I'd say check out everything that Patrick does. He's got his Ask Alex. He's got his books that we've referenced before. So if you're looking for a good business consultant, check out Patrick Seaton. And that's all I have to say about that, Patrick.
Well, thank you, Peter. I appreciate the words of the kind words that you've just put in front of the listeners. So next week, Perfect. We will be back and be talking about positioning guides, but from the departmental level. So please feel free to come back and find next week's show.
Excellent. All right, we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Building Fortunes Radio is part of the Humongous AM and Humongous FM radio network. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to listen to your favorite shows. You can also hear us on Humongous Radio and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for.